And that was Charlie and I singing probably our best version of Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA ever.
I think we're going to go on tour soon, so podcast coming from the road coming up.
And that was a Party in the USA. Oh, we'd love to have a live show. Free tickets to anyone who wants to come to a live show. Probably recording in Chicago. In Charlie's apartment.
I was going to say, it would be an intimate concert.
So yeah, Charlie and I had a good weekend. We got a great interview coming up for you guys. And if you're not our friends and family, thanks for listening, I guess. If you are friends and family, you're going to have a great one. And also, thanks for listening.
Kudos.
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 All right. Charlie, what's your update?
Well, we both went to Minnesota for the weekend to watch some Iowa football. Football. So we went back to our college stomping grounds, met up with some friends. I met my family as well. A lot of fun. I got a hold of my, I guess my second cousin was just born. About 8 weeks old. And I was trying to think the last time I held a really young baby. 12 years ago.
Or were you at a Chipotle? Because every time I get my Chipotle burrito, it feels like I'm holding a little small baby.
No, I forgot how heavy they are. My arm, legit. After a while, I was like,
ooh. I know, moms are strong.
It's a workout.
Beyond just the mental stuff, moms are physically strong.
Because at first, I'm very comfortable with the cradle carry, just prop their neck up on your arm and cradle carry. Got that down pat. Mm-hmm. The instant I got my cousin in the cradle carry, just starts bawling her eyes out. I was like, oh, crap. Turns out she likes to see people's faces. So you had to do the whole turnout. So you had to hold her out just with your arm. Go straight out. And it was just like, wow. After 15-20 minutes of that, it gets...
Yeah.
It adds up fast.
So you lifted weights this weekend? Congrats.
Yep. Went to the gym.
Feeling stronger. I like it. Awesome. Anything else?
Tailgating is always fun.
Oh, yeah. We got a good one on that.
And not really breaking news, but on my flight back, I heard someone go up to the counter and goes, I have a pet tarantula that's coming on board with me. Just thought I should let you know.
No.
Yeah. A pet tarantula was in this guy's bag.
No.
Yeah.
Did it have a collar on or something? How is he keeping a hold of it?
I didn't know, in his bag. I never saw it, but I heard him say, I have a tarantula.
Oh, my God.
So, I was very alert on the plane. Very alert.
I was good to go. That's actually scary. I don't think I'd like that one bit.
No, I was not a fan. So.
I'm coming at you live from Tornado Alley right now. We had the sirens go off two or three times tonight. They paused TV. I'm trying to watch just TV. Just got done. I was eating dinner, just relaxing, trying to get prepared for my night. And what comes up? I just want to watch Modern Family. I don't want interruptions. So
people look out for my well-being. Stop it.
I live in a city. Come on, we'll be all right. Anyway,
the worst logic.
So that almost happened, but apparently that's all gone now. I guess, I don't know. I haven't looked outside in about 20 minutes, and that was about 15 ago, so we'll be all right. I had my best weekend of sports gambling ever in my life.
Lose 50 bucks?
Went up 290 on the football season. That's pretty nice. Really up 200 on the football season, but that's still pretty good, if you ask me.
Nice bump.
It's a nice bump. Other than that, some nice football, some nice guys, and nice everyone. It was great. I loved it. I loved every second of it. And even the drive home on Sunday when I was tired as hell and thought I was going to fall asleep. We got a good tailgate for you.
Great lead-in. You knocked it out of the park. Home run.
We had a nice podium for you. Our podium today is the podium of tailgate activities. So, heads or tails?
Called in the air.
Heads.
I dropped it. It's tails.
Oh, go ahead.
Number one, playing parking lot football.
Oh, I love it. I saw so many kids playing fucking left football.
Especially when you're like a younger kid, dodging the adults. Yeah. You know, rolling out like you're getting chased and dodging people and throwing a football.
Just a Terrell Pryor spin move on them.
Just hitting the car like every other throw.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, and you just pretty sure you dented someone's new Audi, but you didn't really care. Everyone just acts like nothing happened. You turn around.
Get really straight.
Oop. Yeah. Oh, it wasn't me.
I had to go get a drink.
Oh, that's fun. A little tailgate water pong.
Oh, okay. There's a couple tables out this weekend.
There was amount of tables out. What?
Did you venture on to any of the tables?
I never ventured on. I didn't have enough friends that I think wanted to play, so. Also, I didn't know the people that had the tailgate, so it'd be kind of weird to just walk up. Hey, can I play?
Hey, next. You know, I got next.
Next? I got next game. And everyone's looking at me like, who's this guy? Yeah, quick sidebar. Shout out to the old man that kicked us out of his tent that we thought was the tent we were supposed to be in with a really rude, not Minnesota nice, Iowa nice, all the way.
I was just like, this isn't your spread. This is not your spread. You guys got to get out of here. Not your spread.
We were just looking at him like, oh, you could just tell us like, hey, your tent's over there. Sorry, guys.
If you want to be nitpicky, it was our spread. The food spread.
The food was ours.
Where we were standing wasn't in our designated little area, per se.
And there was nobody. And there was nobody in his tent. It was an empty tent. It was disgusting.
He packed it all up and went two cars down.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any friends. Huh. Loser. I hope he's listening to this. I don't know what your name is. Look like a Greg.
Stanley.
Fuck Greg.
Pretzel day.
All right.
Number two is just those friendly, kind of exact 180 from what we just talked about.
Love it.
Just those friendly encounters you meet, especially the people like right next to you in your tailgate.
Yeah.
And you guys are like sharing beer, sharing drinks, sharing food the whole time. And like for like 2 hours, they become one of your best friends and then you go your way.
Exactly. That is one of my favorites as well. You make a shit ton of friends when you're watching a football game. Anyone around you, like, it doesn't matter what it is. It's like anyone around you, anyone, anywhere. You just make so many friends. There's nothing better.
It's like, especially tailgating on the road, and then you see like, someone else wearing the same, like, the road team with you.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, let's go Hawks. And then,
that was what I was going to bring up, too. I love it.
You cheers, you drink, and you walk away.
What about a little friendly game of bags?
I love cornhole.
You can't not play cornhole. Well, we didn't play cornhole, but you can't cornhole.
You cannot at least set it up.
Yeah, you don't have to play it, but if it's set up, that means it's a true tailgate.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a solid one. A lot of good memories, especially when the kids play the adults. I remember being the kid playing the adult. So cool to beat them.
Yeah, never really happens, but.
My last one is just the grill food. The dogs. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Oh, yeah.
Burgers. If people are breakfast sandwich, if you're doing the early, like, 8 a.m. tailgate.
Yeah.
Breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Just the smell of every car has the little mini grill going. Just, ooh, meat.
Meat. Shout out to the Jacksons for inviting us to the Minnesota Dance Team's tailgate.
Shout out to the Hawks for winning.
Shout out to the Hawks for the big W, but shout out to the Jacksons for that one, too. Except for it was missing one thing. I didn't have a brat.
Did not have pot stickers. Oh.
Or pot stickers. But Terry said when she catered it, they had pot stickers. Anyway.
Makes sense.
I was smelling too many brats to not ingest one. And now looking back on it, I'm disappointed. In the moment, I didn't even think about it. Looking back on it, I'm disappointed.
Did you get one in the game at least?
No. I pretty much just had beer and peanuts at the game.
That's good. Good plan.
Yeah.
Solid game viewing strategy right there.
Yeah. Yep. And when the Hawks beat the over, I just collected my $20, and then when the Hawks won, I collected my second $20.
I was gonna say just when the Hawks hit the over in like the second quarter.
Yeah, very early. No, it was great. It was great. My last one is.
Hey, that wasn't your last one.
Kind of two. I didn't have one. I just shouted out to Mrs. Jackson.
Okay.
My last one is. It's kind of the same, but like shotgunning or like a fireball shot. And I hate fireballs.
Yeah. So fun story. Last year at the Iowa-Minnesota game, it was like 30 degrees. Shout out to my mom. I taught her the phrase, shoot or shoot. So now family gatherings, taking shots, just say shoot or shoot, and you know it's shot time.
I love it.
Because, yeah.
I love that you taught Mary shoot or shoot.
It was at tailgate. We were taking fireball shots, so.
Shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot, Mom.
Shoot or shoot. All right, well, we have a really fun interview coming up for you guys, and I think we should just bump right into it, and let's keep going. All right, now we welcome on two recurring guests that have been on the podcast before and have been interviewees, but we're shifting the tables today.
You put a little emphasis on a certain word there, Grant.
What?
Interviewees.
Interviewees.
Why the emphasis, Grant? Why the emphasis?
Today, Charlie and I will be the ones getting interviewed. We got a pretty special interview, Mike and Joe Wacker. Essentially, just Mike and Joe, and they're known exclusively together.
Yeah, we shared the same last name. That's why you said Mike and Joe.
Mike and Mr. and Mrs. Yeah, Joe Wacker. Mr. and Mrs. Joe Wacker.
Yeah. Mr. and Mr. Joe Wacker. Hey, it's the Minnesota State. I love it. Anyway, the floor is yours. What do you guys got for us?
Well, we prepared a couple of questions.
Charlie and me style surprise at the end.
Yeah, so we didn't really like choose our best ones. We just kind of freeballed it. But then we kind of have a little surprise at the end. So you want me to start or you want to go?
I think I'm going to start off hot with I think what my best question is.
All right, Joe, let's hear it.
So when I say KFM, do you guys know what I mean by that?
Is that a radio station?
We'll say.
Oh.
Kill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a sexual thing, a romantic thing.
It's a PG version.
A PG version.
It's kill, make love, and or marry.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
These are your three options. Are you guys ready? And I want an answer for both of you. So you have Amelia Clark, Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh yeah.
And Kylie Jenner.
Oh, easy.
Charlie, what do you got?
I'm killing Kylie Jenner.
That's a good kill, I think. Probably.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I'm marrying Amelia Clark.
Yep.
And the remaining options for Ratajkowski.
All right.
Good call.
So I don't know who Amelia Clark is, so I'm just gonna kill her right away.
Daenerys Starborn.
It's a controversial decision.
Mother of dragons.
Yeah, she's gone. I'll make sweet love to the Jenners. Caitlyn or no, I'm just kidding.
she's pretty rich. She's the richest Kardashian, so...
Yeah, Kylie, you know?
That family.
It's the family baggage I didn't want to
I'm looking for the alimony payments. And then I will marry Emily Ratajkowski any day of the week.
Okay. That's pretty strong. I was going to... Joe and I were talking about this earlier, and we had the same answer as Charlie, I think.
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree with Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. I still don't know who this girl is. I might have to look her up while some other questions come through.
Yeah, you can't change your answer, though. You know, you're set in stone.
Game of Thrones, right?
Yep. Yeah. She's definitely wife material.
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
And fun fact, they're all going to walk through your door right now, Grant. You got to do it.
I'm ready.
So, Jeff, you want to go down the list?
Yeah, you go for it, Michael.
All right. So, I'm leaving this one open to you two. So, we're going to do a little Mount Rushmore, even though
she's hot.
Mount Rushmore season is over. But we got to choose between the Mount Rushmore of perks of living by yourself or living with your parents. So, I know it depends on the situation. We can do... you know, Grant can do the one of living with your parents, Charlotte can do the other, or we can just do one, but I'm leaving it open-ended here. We're very inclusive.
Since Grant's never lived alone...
Living with the parents.
I think I have to take it.
Oh, go ahead. Take it.
You first.
I'll do living with the parents.
All right. Mount Rushmore, let's hear it. Top four perks.
My top four. You really put me on the spot, and I like it. Top four is...
Very general, though. Very vague.
I get to see my mom and dad every freaking night. Top four. And love you, Mom.
And you're not saying that because they listen. That's not at all. Genuine.
That is genuine as hell.
Okay.
Second, free food.
Okay.
That's a pretty easy second. Third, they got dogs.
Okay.
Dogs are nice.
It'd be hard to take care of a dog like by yourself. You lived alone. You like couldn't check on it like over lunch or whatever. That's a strong third.
That would be tough. Yeah, I can't imagine how these people our age have dogs these days. I mean, respect to anyone that does. I have. And then you think about it, like, then they say, oh, like having dogs like having a child. Yeah, I don't want either right now.
It's pretty much like having a child. Yeah, you're kind of right.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Kids right now.
My last one on the Mount Rushmore is going to have to be just banking cash. Or, oh, shoot, I forgot one. It's going to be a five-person Mount Rushmore. I'm putting myself on the end.
Okay.
That's all right.
Laundry.
We put off laundry as like far as we can. I just wear all the clothes that I can without it smelling like piss and call it a day, you know? It's fine.
I just had a moment where I literally waited 6 weeks to do laundry, and then I brought it all over my parents' house. I had to take a half day from work so I could complete all my laundry.
It's worth it. It's totally worth it, though.
It was worth every 4 hours of PTO I used.
All right, Charlie, are you? What's your Mount Rushmore? Are you doing living by your lonesome or with your parents? What's it called?
I'll do by my lonesome.
Okay, let's hear it.
Number one is gonna be just the freedom of never having to close a door.
Ooh,
that's good.
Poops.
Bedroom door. Doors open. Pooping, doors open. Just.
Dude, you poop? No way.
Would you say that's synonymous with leaving the toilet seat up or down at your free will? Like, you don't have to worry about other people? Could we maybe group that into the same choice there?
No, you cannot. No.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Because number two is not having to worry about anyone else's things, stuff, or, like, feelings.
Charlie, you live with me for 4 years, you asshole. You have my feelings in mind?
Yeah, I do.
I hope so.
Like, if it's my mess, I know it's my mess, so I can clean it when I feel like I need to clean it. If it's, I can clean it the way I want to clean it, and I don't have to, like, those, you know, subconscious, like, ticks that, you know, drive me crazy when someone else leaves something just a little out of place or in my area, kind of, like, our unspoken area. And then someone puts there something there, so I'm like, oh, that doesn't go there, that's my area.
At the end of the day, you come home from a long day of work, you don't want to be hearing that.
You don't want to be putting your stuff in someone's place, you know?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Like how Mike went a week without mowing the lawn when it was his turn.
It was the last mow of the year, it's no biggie, you know? We got after it, though. We made it happen this weekend, so.
He was just waiting to mulch.
Yeah, right.
I like that. What do you got? Two more.
All right. This is actually getting a little difficult. That was a very big, broad one.
Those are the big two ones.
Big two ones. The no, like, compromising, like, as far as, like, going to bed at a certain time, or, like, one roommate's having a party, like, wants to have a shindig on, like, Friday or something night. I want to go to bed at 9 o'clock on a Friday night.
So Charlie's rules.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Charlie's rules.
Nice.
Like today, we came home and Grayson was taking a nap, but I didn't know he was home, so I started yelling and I woke him up. So, ooh. You know, that's something you don't have to deal with. You can just keep sleeping through the day. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Boom. All right.
Number four. We'll go decorations, maybe?
Or lack thereof.
Trying to find a struggle for four.
I know one that if I live by myself would be kind of nice, and this is no call out to anyone, but you don't have to worry about, like, not re-signing a lease.
It's on
your terms.
The roommate.
Yeah.
The biggest reason why I am living by myself. That's a good point. I'm stealing it. Yeah, don't have to worry about, like, bailing on someone when lease time comes around.
Exactly. You don't want to be that guy that bails all the time because a lease is up, but that sucks.
That's pretty strong. I don't know. I like that. You're not entitled to other people's financial obligations. A little personal finance right there.
Personal finance. Or you can just not have, like, you can just, like, not have internet and cable because you just don't want to pay for it because you just you have unlimited data on your phone. So.
Yeah.
Or you have internet and cable, you just have to pay for it.
That's all you need, like, to look up pictures of Emilia Clarke and Emily Ratajkowski
and
Kylie
Jenner. Right.
Pictures, not videos, right?
Yeah, of course not. Pictures, yeah. What kind of guys do you think we are?
That's weird.
It's also, like, kind of the same lines as, like, when you're actually apartment shopping, you're getting the apartment you want. You
exactly. You get exactly what you want.
Okay, well, that was Mount Rushmore. I don't know if we can choose a winner. I'm going to give both of you a participation trophy because that was both Those are both very good, very strong answers from both.
And it's 2018. That's
yes. It's 2018. Everyone gets participation trophy. We all
so
know it.
So millennial. There we go.
All right, I got a question for you, cats.
Oh, nice.
All right, so as you know, both Mike and I ran cross country in high school.
Nice.
And I think that sport, you kind of realize there's some crazy or funny or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Stuff that can happen while you're on a run. Like, I don't know, there was a guy I knew who had to number two in the woods during like a 12-mile run, you know, all that good stuff. So
been there.
I want to hear both of your craziest, whether it's cross country or running in general, just whatever your craziest story related to running.
Boy, that's a tough question.
Just like on or just a random run, like the shenanigans that goes on a random run.
Yeah. Like what's the crazy, like even if it isn't that, what's like the craziest thing that's happened?
Yeah, maybe you got hit by a car or something.
Well, one time
I got hit by a car.
Yeah, one time I did get hit by a car, but I was in middle school walking home from school, and some guy just turned right and just hit me. I wasn't running though.
Did you sue? Did you?
No, I got up. I got up and was like, "What the hell just happened?" And just like ran away because I was really nervous.
So you were running eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
This is what tough guys do. You're a tough guy.
With some jean shorts on, that's for sure.
Shorts.
Man, craziest thing that ever happened. That's a good question.
It's freshman or sophomore year of high school. So in the winter training. So we weren't like exactly that focused per se, but it was me and this one other kid. We found like a stack of like 30 blank CDs in the parking lot on our start of the run. And so we kind of was like, we'll just go a different route than everyone today. And what we did was we played like frisbee with it. Oh no, there's three of us. There's one, me and two other people. And the person who had the frisbee would throw it into a snowbank. And the other two had a race to go get it and jump on it. And then, you know, the person who got it, they got to throw for the next two. And we did that for 7 miles.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. So
I'm surprised nobody got like sliced by a CD like it was a ninja star or something like
that. Someone's like, someone comes back with a huge cut in their hand.
Well, you have, like, huge mittens on because it's so cold.
No, true.
But, yeah, suppose we did that for a whole week.
So one time when I was in summer running I was in middle school, and I was running with a bunch of high schoolers, and it was a sick brag. Thanks, guys.
Humble brag.
So we went down, and they were remodeling this trail that we always run on, and so we couldn't really run on it. They were remodeling it, and they had a bunch of, like, these big metal tubes that they would use for, like, the drainage pipes. Mm-hmm. And so what we decided to do was take one of those big tubes, ditch our run, and see how far we could go and hide that tube. So we essentially took this tube that's probably, I don't know, 12 feet long, 3 feet in diameter, and it's just, like, 12 guys carrying this tube through the woods on these single-track bike trails. Shirtless.
I'd have a lot of questions if I saw that. I you guys are gonna go like smoke meth out of that.
I wanna know what you guys are doing.
I would pull over, take my shirt off, and join you guys without asking a question.
Yeah, and I feel like definitely some bikers, like some mountain bikers saw us, and they were just like, I don't really know what those guys are up to, but they all look so skinny that they can't really get into much, so
so even if they did turn into a battering ram, like, nothing's going to move.
Yeah, they can't batter much, so. But, yeah, I don't know whatever happened at the end of that because I was still too naive to understand. But, yeah, at some point, that tube disappeared, and I don't know.
It's nowhere to be seen today. Like, if you went to go and find it, you'd have no idea where it is.
Zero idea.
Okay. All right. Well, those are pretty strong. I'm gonna hit you another one right off the bat. What is the worst bet that you've ever lost, or the worst bet that you ever made, and what were the consequences or the payout that you had to pay? If you still care to keep it family friendly here.
Mine's still outstanding, actually. So I lost a bet last March with our listeners.
Yes.
That's right. I totally forgot.
And I still have to pay out on it. It's like you forgot. Yeah, quote unquote. You're just trying to hold me to it.
Oh, crap.
So I have to take the ACT, and I don't know how to take the ACT. I don't know how to sign up. Do I just log in?
Are you going to take it the same week that you're taking the CFA?
Probably the next day.
Yeah, just like keep it on a roll. Like you're in test mode, so
yeah.
You take CFA.
Do it the day before you take the CFA. That'll get you in test mode.
Yeah,
that's a good point. It'll warm your mind up.
There's not a shot in hell that I would ever do that. But maybe the next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll send you a link, act.org or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
act.edu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll work on that, I guess.
Okay, good. Yeah, we want
to
see
my
that.
My worst bet might go back to high school. We made a bet the high school team versus the middle school team for cross country. Whoever had the lower score, team score at the end of the second meet of the year, had to do the chocolate milk mile after practice.
Oh.
On the lake, we got hustled. The middle school coach was our former high school coach from the year before, and he hustled us. He kindly forgot to tell us that he'd held out their top guys the week before. And we're watching that. So the middle schoolers go off first. We're watching the meet. One, two, three, four, six. Like, crap.
Only way to beat him is a perfect score.
And we had the returning state champ in our race, the high school race. And so we got just demolished. So we had to do the chocolate milk mile after like a really hard workout that week. So we're already like on the verge of throwing up as is. And then our last mile repeat is just a chocolate milk mile.
Oh, God.
So is that like a glass of chocolate milk for every lap or what?
Yeah, like 12 ounces of chocolate milk for every lap.
Yeah, that's like worse than doing the beer mile. That I'd rather do the beer mile than the chocolate.
It's so heavy.
How many of you threw up after that?
Only one of us, but we were all on the ground for like 30 minutes, not moving after. If I roll over, I will lose everything.
It makes me kind of want to puke right now, just thinking about it. So
does that amount to a gallon? Because if it was a 12 ounce for every lap, it's 8 laps in a mile, like on the track.
We got a math guy here.
Yeah, I don't know quick math, but I would assume that's just about a gallon. So credit to you if you can just drink that alone. But
it's like 64 ounces are in a gallon. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I don't know the metric system, so.
I'm pretty sure it's like half a gallon. Roughly half a gallon. We'll say roughly half a gallon.
Roughly half a gallon. That's still a lot of milk.
Yeah, and being like a probably lactose intolerant person, that would end very badly for me.
Yeah, I'm sure Joe would love to do that. We should try to do that next time you guys are up here. Like,
oh yeah,
we kind of missed that opportunity this last weekend, but
we didn't have an opportunity to do like anything besides drinking go to a football game.
Yep. Charlie, did you end up getting into the Gopher game on Saturday or no?
I did.
Thank God.
9 minutes left in the second quarter.
Plenty of time.
Well,
plenty of time to see the Hawks carry
Floyd off.
At least you got in.
I was very concerned that you weren't going to make it.
I was a little concerned too, but I'm glad my sister got her new car.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I have one more quick question for you guys before we go into our little game action. And it can just be a short and sweet. So you guys, after coming to Minnesota for college, and then going back, you know, Grant, you're in Iowa, and Charlie, you're in the big city of Chicago. What do you guys like about Minnesota compared to where you live now? And would you rather live in Minnesota, or are you happy with your current residential situation where you live.
Great question. I like Des Moines. I grew up here. I like Des Moines a lot. I think it's a great place to raise a family. I really enjoyed Minneapolis and St. Paul. The Twin Cities were a lot of fun. Where would I want to be? It's tough to say. Because it would change by the day. You know, any given Saturday night, I'd probably want to be in Minneapolis. Any given Wednesday night or Thursday night, I'm pretty glad that I'm here.
Sure.
So it goes back and forth. Would I rather be living than Charlie anywhere? Duh. but no, I think Minneapolis, what I liked about the Twin Cities so much was how accessible it was to just about everyone to do anything, right? They had such great trail access to anything. You could get to downtown Minneapolis pretty cheap. You could get to downtown St. Paul really cheap. I don't know why I'd go, but...
beer, that's about it. They had some decent beer.
In a wild game. But that's about it.
Yeah, so, definitely not a Blackhawks game.
Yeah, no, screw that. You wouldn't want to go to a Blackhawks game. No.
It's funny because that's the only game I've been to in the X was the, when they played the Blackhawks.
Who won? Did the Blackhawks come out with the W?
Oh, of course they did.
Of course, yeah. I don't even remember who won that game.
Of course. We'll go with yeah. All right.
Yep, no, sounds like it.
I remember vividly.
Charlie remembers it.
My boy Johnny carried us to victory.
Woo!
I'm sure.
For me, I was going to say the exact same thing, the accessibility of Minneapolis. You know, there's a little more of a hassle trying to get, like, to downtown here for me.
I witnessed that when Trapp and I drove in as well. That was not fun.
I literally won't drive into the city. I won't do it. It's not worth it. Or not worth the hassle. And, like, just this past weekend, driving through Minneapolis, not nearly as difficult. Definitely more doable. That and just the people. The Minnesota nice thing rings true. Still not terrible being in the Midwest. But
except for that guy at the tailgate.
Enough of a difference. As far as would I rather be in Minneapolis than here? No. For now. This stage of my life, I'm very happy with where I'm at, and I prefer to be here than Minneapolis. But not ruling off moving back to the cities later on in life.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I don't think I'd rule off moving anywhere, except maybe, like, Iraq.
It's not as bad as you would think.
I don't really know. I don't know what parts the world are. The Middle East just seems kind of like a scary place in current
times. Yeah, let's kind of stay away from that region for now, until things clear up. But, yeah, no,
it's beautiful. There's a lot of history, but, you know, right now it seems a little tense.
A little problematic.
Just a little bit, yeah.
All right, well, it's been nice asking you guys some questions, but now we have a little game. We have a little bracket, a little tournament here.
Oh boy, a little bracket.
I don't know if you can see this. It's probably backwards, but we got ourselves a beer tournament.
And a couple other little.
Yeah, so we
got lazy and added some fun stuff.
Started off it just making it like light beer versus IPAs, and then we're gonna do like. Other types, but we grouped them into different types of beer. So we got like two light beer brackets. Like if you think like Northwest, North, South, East, and West. There we go. Broken into like it's each division. We pretty much have two light beer areas, an IPA area, and then just kind of like anything. And we got like Four Loko and like tequila and all that stuff in there. So
I like it.
We're gonna, this might take a little bit, but we're gonna read off each matchup, and then we need a collective decision from
you
guys.
It's gotta be unanimous.
All right. So you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so the first matchup, we're gonna start off with the lights. We got number one, Coors Light, squaring off against number four, Busch Latte.
Busch Latte.
I gotta give it to Busch Latte. That's an easy underdog.
Just because of the name change?
Yep.
Well, just because it's always Busch Light. You're talking to a couple of Iowans.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, next matchup in the lights, McGolden or Bud Light?
McGolden.
I'd go McGolden, too. I don't like Bud Lights.
Yeah, Bud Light might be, like, the one beer I say no thank you to.
Yeah, I like how now in that semifinal right there, we got a nice, or that regional final, whatever it is.
It's Iowa versus Minnesota.
It's Iowa-Minnesota.
It is. All right, so we'll go to the other light beer category. We got PBR versus Natty Light.
PBR all day.
Yeah, I would agree with that one.
Easy.
Okay, PBR easy.
Good call.
Hams versus we picked a little local. What is it? Lonely Blonde.
It's not local.
It's Stillwater.
Liffbridge. Lonely Blonde isn't made by Liffbridge.
It's Fulton.
Oh, that's Farm Girl. I don't know what I'm thinking.
It's Fulton. Lonely Blonde. Fulton makes Lonely Blonde.
Who makes Lonely Blonde?
Fulton.
Fulton Brewery.
Is it Fulton?
Yeah, it's Fulton.
Well, that versus Hams. What do you got?
I say Lonely Blonde.
Lonely Blonde's a St. John's. Fulton's a St. John's guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll give him a win on St. John's week, okay. I guess.
R.I.P.
Yeah, that coach, ooh, rest in peace. That's a Big shout out to that guy.
Shouts out. Summit EPA versus Bauhaus. If you've ever had
any Bauhaus beer.
Dang, that's
any Bauhaus.
That's impressive. Yep. There's a lot of good Bauhaus. That's
tough. You could do short pants. I don't know. Those are like the only two.
I gotta take Bauhaus.
Bauhaus, yeah.
The number one's out of that side.
My favorite brewery in Minnesota is Bauhaus.
Plus, the fact that it's like 8 minutes from our house is pretty
nice. I do love EPA, but I think I would choose Bauhaus as well.
Yep.
That's a very fun spot.
Any Fulton beer versus pretty much any Surly beer?
I gotta go Surly.
Surly. The Surly Furious.
Surly Furious. You can just mark it down as Surly Furious and leave it there.
Okay. We did write down Surly Furious, but I was.
I know. I took a picture when you put it up.
Okay. All right, now onto kind of the wild card category. Limeritas versus just straight up tequila.
Ooh.
Limeritas.
No, but here's the thing. Those are two different vibes.
You're going for different things.
Which one do you like more?
Ooh. I don't like tequila.
I don't like tequila at all, but doesn't mean I haven't had a couple good times.
Oh, no, I didn't say that, but I'm just saying I'd much rather have Limeritas.
If you change that to a Dosarita, shout out Matt Lapisto.
Sure. Yeah, we'll give you that.
Dosarita Limerita takes the W.
Dosarita. Okay, Dosarita. We'll do it.
I don't think they make them anymore.
I said, we haven't found them in a couple of years.
Okay. Colt 45 versus a Four Loko.
This is the sidewalk slammer side of the bracket.
This is tough because am I trying to play like Edward 40 hands or am I trying to just.
You're trying to go Four Loko.
Just whatever feels right in your heart.
Four Loko.
Whatever feels better in your hand and in your gut.
Neither of them feel good in my gut, but I think I'll take Four Loko just to please Charlie here. Happy wife, happy life.
All right, is that the move, Four Loko? Charlie, are you agreeing with that?
Oh, he's in.
I very agree with that.
Okay. Bing. All right, so now we're down to the Elite Eight.
I like it.
Bush Latte versus McGolden.
Bush Latte.
It's going to be tough to beat that in general.
That's going
to
be a really tough beat. I don't think you guys understand. That comes out of the tap in Iowa.
All right.
And not just the one at bars.
Bauhaus versus Surly.
I'm going to go Surly.
What'd you say?
Surly.
Surly? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough, but...
That was a hard one.
That was a really tough one. I like Surly, though, and I feel like I get drunk pretty quick on Surly, so I can have, like, you know, four... Five, six.
Yeah. I feel like a big reach, I guess, across the nation too. So
yeah.
Also, I feel like you gotta put in consideration, like if you're going to Surly, like it's a pretty cool atmosphere. Like you go outside and you know,
they have a very
fun bags and enjoy some industrial life, or you can go to Bauhaus and there are a bunch of dogs there. You know,
some industrial
life. Yeah, you know, you just gotta love it sometimes.
What does that mean?
Just, you know, in general. All right, PBR versus Lonely Blonde.
I'm gonna go PBR all day.
I say you go PBR, I go Lonely Blonde. I'll give you PBR.
PBR. Oh man, also, that's a tough matchup.
This is really good radio that nobody can see, so we'll announce the winner here in a sec. Dosaritas versus Four Locos.
Dosaritas. Easy win. Dosaritas.
All right.
Shout out Gulf Coast.
Final four. Are you guys ready? Final four. Bush Lattes versus Surly Brewing.
Bush Lattes.
Bush Light.
Bush Light all day.
It's gotta be. All
right, PBR versus Dosaritas.
PBR versus Dosaritas.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's pretty tough.
Oh man, this is something I never thought I'd have to think about in my life.
what kind of setting are we talking about?
Set the mood. Where are we?
Well, see, this could be. How about just whatever you want to drink with your boys?
Because both of them are in multiple flavors.
Is
it a weekend or a weekday?
A syrup finger show. I'm drinking a PBR. I'm going to look like a hipster.
Weekend or weekday?
Yeah.
Oh, weekend.
Weekend?
Yep.
If they got them at the bar, though, and they got a Dosarita at the bar,
I'm probably going
to... How about this? They're both on tap.
Dosarita's on tap.
Because you never see it, so you gotta go Dosarita.
I would go Dosarita. Okay. The moment I saw it in any Minnesota bar, I would say Dosarita.
All right, and we have the championship game here. I don't know what the Vegas odds would be on these picks or who the under or who the over is, but we have from the West bracket, Bush Latte, and from the East bracket, Dosaritas. What's your pick?
Bush Light
all day.
Oh, we have a winner.
Lock
That's a huge one.
I'll take a picture of the bracket and send it to you guys.
I love it. That'll be our cover photo, and I'm a big fan. Now, I took a picture of your bracket, and then I noticed you got a little question up there that you didn't ask us.
Go. Oh yeah, no, that was just spitballing. But you want me to ask it?
What are you trying to cheer for the Brewers right now?
No, I just wanted to hear what you guys thought. I mean, how bad does it feel to be a Cubs fans?
It feels great. We entered the postseason with a great pocketbook.
Okay.
I mean, it was a little tough with the loss, but we didn't look very good.
I didn't have to spend any money on Cubs tickets this postseason.
Touche.
That's a plus.
So we might be down for a couple weeks, but the Blackhawks started playing again.
Hey, they're looking good.
Bears,
well,
that's
too.
That's a change from last year, huh?
Mitchell Trubisky knows how to throw more than one TD in a game.
The Cubs are scary. Cubs are probably power ranked higher than the Vikings, but they're scary.
Oh, the Cubs are power ranked?
Or they're fucking Bears.
The Bears are. The Bears are 7th in the power rankings. We know.
The Bears are scary. Sneaky, like, really good.
They're sneaky. Sneaky, so we got a lot to be proud of here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we got, unless you want to ask any more questions. But I think you guys did pretty good on that bracket. That was a pretty strong performance.
I'm kind of sad that Coors, we put it against Busch Latte, because I think Coors deserves a lot better than a first round loss.
I think both of us.
Coors would have lost first round against
anyone
but Bud Light.
Anything but Bud Light, it would have.
Really?
I would have taken Coors over Bud Light and probably McGolden, but I don't know about lattes. I haven't purchased as many lattes as I have Coors Light. I think we had like 15 of those cases up on the walls.
And I was making a comment when we were up there this last weekend. You never see, it's all McGoldens. It's all McGoldens.
Yeah.
Everyone's buying McGoldens, and I knew that in college. But Busch Light is the go-to day drinking beer.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Especially now that they rebranded and it's just a straight Busch Latte instead of Busch.
Busch, if you want to throw us a little sponsorship, we'll drink a couple beers on air.
We accept.
Yeah. get some brand recognition in there. I think that'd be
good. Busch Light. Awesome. We're now a Busch Light podcast.
The cast.
Yep. Well, we always have that.
It's official. It's official.
All right.
Mike, all right. Thanks very much, guys.
It was great coming on.
Thanks for having us, guys.
All right, that was Charlie and me being interviewed by Mike and Joe.
Not Mike and Joe Wacker.
No, not Mr. and Mr. Wacker. But
not the Wacker.
That was a blast. We had thought about doing something like that for a pretty long time, and we were kind of nervous doing it.
We were looking for the right people.
And I think that we found the comparable Charlie and me people. Anyway, thanks,
well
Mike
said.
And Joe.
Well said.
Thank you. Golf clap. We'll wrap it up now so you guys can get on with your day and we don't run an hour-long episode for you. We'll run at some quotes, but quick, let's go Boston. Sorry, Charlie.
Okay, moving on from that bogus statement. My quote, confidence comes from being prepared. John Wooden. Always be prepared.
Always be prepared.
Be prepared.
That's some Boy Scout nonsense. Better one. Better one for you. Ready? This comes straight out of commercial. Bush.